Grown-ups, big people, parents, routinely say to me, I don't remember even thinking of trying this with my mom or my dad. The idea of using the tone of voice that my daughter is using with me, with my parents, was inconceivable. I would never have defied my parents. I ask them, well, were your parents just really heavy-handed and tough and overbearing? And they'll say, no. Matter of fact, I don't remember getting disciplined all that much. My parents spanked, but I think I got 3 spankings in my life. They were enough. I've wrestled with this. I believe what they're telling me taps into a widespread shift in perception between parent and kid. Huge. The idea that we perceived our parents as having far more authority than our kids perceive us as having. And the key word here is perceive. Our parents probably as a group were not as educated as we are. Not as many college degrees. I don't know if that means you're educated or not. Our parents probably were much more simple in their parenting approach. They didn't worry about necessarily giving choices, setting up win-win scenarios, developing intricate speaker systems with floodlights and strobe lights and everything else, and offering red Corvettes if you got 7 stickers in a row. Their parenting was basically more straightforward. Why was it that they seemed, at least in our memories, to be basically more in charge of things? In a better way, too. Not in a nasty way. Not in an overbearing, autocratic, my way or the highway, punk way. I've wrestled with this. I've thought about it. I've pondered it. I believe a large part of it has to do with an early on impression. They talk about imprinting in ducks and other animals. Imprinting, where the littlest ones all of a sudden just form this kind of a automatic pattern of behaving along certain lines. The ducks follow their mom. That's their mom. They imprint. That's my mom. I think there's a certain behavioral imprinting that took place with our parents. Early on, early on, way back, but prior to our memory, when we were 1 and 2, we formed connections that basically said, don't challenge these people. They'll stop you. They'll spank you. They'll do something to make you obey. And as you got older, it was just there. It was almost unconscious in you. So when many parents look back and say, I just didn't. They can't even put words to why they didn't challenge their parents. They just didn't. And I submit to you that that kind of early on establishing of authority is critical. My 10 children are adopted. 4 of them we got past infancy, age 2, age 3, age 4, and age 4. And for the most part, all 4 of them were undisciplined. I had to establish an imprint. Something that made them look at their daddy and say, this is not a guy you challenge. Now, for most of them, it consisted of when I said, sit on the steps or go to the corner or go to your bed, you're going to go. I'm going to take you there, you're going to go, and you're going to realize that this is not a person you can get around. Oh no, you don't yell and scream, that just makes you lose authority. It's an image, a perception of, I am in charge here, guys. A quiet, quasi-Clint Eastwood perception. You had to have it. I've had to use that in my office. Parents sometimes have to come in, and they have no one to watch the little ones, and they say, can I bring the little one? And I say, well, yeah, that's fine. And she says, yeah, but she's really disruptive. I said, well, we'll see. The most extreme case I had of that was a 2.5-year-old, maybe, tearing up my office. She was grabbing and ripping and chomping on everything. Parent was like a traffic cop on Valium. Stop! Quit it! Don't! Put that down! And she put me in a trance. I said, do you mind if I handle this? She said, please. I said, no extra charge, ma'am. No extra charge. So I put the little one on my lap. She went insane. Insane. I simply just held her. So she spent herself. And it took her about 45 minutes to spend herself. Finally, she was just an exhausted, wet dish rag from her exertion. The next time she came in and she went straight to destroy something in my office, I looked up and said, please don't. And she stopped immediately and did not do anything else to my office the rest of the session. The mother looked at me and said, I never had anybody ever do that. How could you? I said, perception. Perception. I established that this is a guy that means what he says. And then after that, I didn't have to do anything. Discipline imprinting. Not a bad idea.